Good morning, and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us this morning, Allison Perkins DeCanio, the president of the Pegasus Project, which operates out of Ben Wheeler and is involved in the rescue, rehabilitation, retraining, and rehoming of horses that are in need of those services. Good morning, Allison. Great to have you with us.
Good morning. Thank you.
Don't forget, InFocus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. InFocus is uploaded to our website early in the morning, the day after the show airs. Allison, we've done a lot about animal welfare on the InFocus program, mostly about dogs and cats, agencies like the Humane Society's Pets for People, SPCA, things like that. But what you do covers a lot of ground that those agencies are just really not able to take on. Let's start off by explaining what the Pegasus Project is, what it does, and really, for starters, let's talk about how you first came into existence back, what, about starting maybe 11 years ago?
Yeah, 2009 was the first call that I got that started this. The Pegasus Project is basically what most people would think of as a horse rescue. We take in neglected, abused, abandoned horses. We also take in donkeys, mules, ponies, anything of the equine variety. And we rehabilitate them, get them healthy, then we train them. And then we place them in permanent adoptive homes. And so that process is something that can take years, depending upon the horse itself. And we typically adopt out between 20 and 30 horses a year.
Mm-hmm.
And we got started, but I'm an attorney. I practice here in Tyler. And one of my very good friends was the attorney for the Humane Society of East Texas at the time. And they got a call on a bunch of horses, and they do dogs and cats, and did not know what to do with this group of horses. So since I was a horse person, she called me and said, would you take a look at this with me? And that's Deborah Dobbs. She's mm-hmm. now the president of the SPCA of East Texas.
She did a show with us not too long ago.
That's right. And so I joined up with Deborah. We investigated the case. It was a terrible case of neglect here in Smith County. We got Matt Bingham, the Smith County District Attorney, to assist us, and we did a seizure and seized all 12 of those horses. And I learned through that process how it works, what the law is regarding horse neglect, how you are able to use law enforcement and the laws of Texas to take horses away from people that are neglecting them. And then we found new homes for those horses. The way that the Pegasus Project started is, of all those 12, they were mares or geldings, which means female horses or castrated males.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were two stallions, which are uncastrated male horses. And they typically they tend to be a little more challenging to deal with. So there were two stallions that the Camp Tyler is the one that took all the mares and geldings, and mm-hmm. they couldn't take stallions. So my husband and I decided that we would take in those two stallions. And that's kind of how the Pegasus Project started. We realized that there was a big need in East Texas for someone to assist law enforcement with the rescue of horses and for the horses to have a place to go. So in 2010, we sat down and formed the Pegasus Project, became a registered 501c3 nonprofit. And since that time, we have taken in and rehomed and rehabbed hundreds of horses.
Okay, so you have a big ranch in Ben Wheeler now, and that is where the Pegasus Project is located?
Yes, we bought a 95-acre ranch and started preparing it to be the home for the Pegasus Project. And we purchased it at the end of 2009 and just gradually have built it up, and now it can we house up to 48 horses at any time.
Mm-hmm. Didn't remember to remind everyone, InFocus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus, and InFocus is uploaded to our website early in the morning, the day after the show airs. Always want to make sure we get that plug in every week. Rescue, rehabilitate, retrain, rehome. Those are the four R's of the core of what you do, and I guess now is just a good opportunity to go through each of those and get people a little bit more familiar with how the process works and how the four R's are such an important part of what you do on a day-in, day-out basis.
Okay, rescue being the first of the four R's. Horses come to us in a variety of ways. Sometimes they're owner relinquished when a person can no longer take care of their horse. Sometimes they're strays picked up by law enforcement. They can be seizures where someone has reported a neglected horse and law enforcement goes and takes the horse away through a court process. Rescue can cover a variety of horses, but they tend to come to us following a case of neglect. Some come healthy, some are already trained, some are family pets that the people, just their life circumstances have changed and they can't take care of them. But our typical case does involve a horse that needs rehabilitation. Sometimes the rehabilitation is just feeding them and getting them healthy. Other times it can be rehabilitating their minds because they've been mistreated and they don't trust humans. Sometimes the horses are totally unhandled and we consider them feral. It's almost like taking in a wild Mustang, and we have to get them comfortable with humans. So our first step is to bring them in. That's the rescue part. And then we begin the rehabilitation process, whether that's mind, body, spirit, whatever it takes and however long it takes. We allow the horse to tell us when they're ready to move forward.
And they just kind of let you know in their own way, I guess.
They do. You know, every horse is different. Some horses come in and they're just skinny, but they've never been mistreated. And they're totally comfortable with people. We feed them. It only takes a few months to get a horse back at proper weight, even if they're super skinny. They're very resilient animals. Mm-hmm. And so once we get them healthy and we get their minds where they're settled and they're trusting, then we can begin the training process, which is the third R of our rescue, rehabilitate, retrain.
Okay, I want to give you a chance to go into that a little bit more, but first of all, reminding everyone, this is In Focus. I'm John Sims. We're talking with Allison Perkins DeCanio, president of the Pegasus Project, a nonprofit organization dedicated to the rescue, rehab, and placement of neglected, abandoned, or abused horses in East Texas, along with donkeys and mules, by the way. And we haven't given out any contact information yet. Let's do that right now. The website is www.pegasusrescue.org. Phone number is 903-469-3578. And in case you need to know, the address is P.O. Box 26, Ben Wheeler, Texas, 75754. And with all that said, Allison, I think we were about to talk about retraining the horses.
Yes. One of the things that makes the Pegasus Project different than a lot of horse rescues is the amount of time, effort, and resources we put into training the horses. We feel very strongly that an untrained horse has an uncertain future. And a lot of times horses end up in a bad situation at an auction or a kill pen because they haven't been trained. And most people that want a horse that they can work with, that they can ride, that their kids can ride. And when we take the horses in, we spend however much time needs to happen to get the horse to be a safe partner for people. Horses have different spirit levels, so some horses will never be an appropriate horse for a child. But the horses that can be appropriate horses for children, we train them for that purpose. We train them for a variety of disciplines. And we take as many months or years as it takes to get the horse in that condition. Mm-hmm. So once we have a horse where they're ready for people to start looking at them for adoption, then we put that horse on our Facebook page and our website and promote each horse individually and allow people to come out, put in an application, and then come meet our horses. And that's the rehoming portion of the four R's. So after we get them trained, people can come, they meet the horses, we pull all the horses that we think might suit their skill level or their riding discipline or however they want to use the horse, and we allow them to ride the horse with our supervision. We make sure that the match is correct. We don't ever want to adopt the wrong horse or the wrong person because that leads to disillusionment and, you know, maybe even injury. And once we can make the proper match, then we can go forth with an adoption process. And in that case, we make sure the person has the financial capabilities of having a horse. We go over, we train them on how to take care of horses. We go to their place where they're going to keep the horse and make sure it's horse safe. We really educate our adopters in understanding what it is that they are getting themselves into when you adopt a horse. They can live easily into their 30s. So it's not a short-term hobby. If you want to be into horses, it needs to be something that you consider to be a life, sort of like a lifestyle, because horses live a long time and they need our care all the way to the end.
Okay. Allison Perkins DeCanio, president of the Pegasus Project, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. And we gave out the website a moment ago, www.pegasusrescue.org. Of course, there's a Facebook page attached to that with a lot of good information on there. I personally wanted to put in a plug for your website. I am learning a lot of this for the very first time. And as I was going over the information in preparation for the show, some of the things I printed out from your website, there is just a wealth of information in here. I'd like to encourage everyone who's interested in this topic to go to that website and look it over. There's so much in there, so many important details that we simply will not have time to get to today. But with that said, I wanted to bring up one of the things that just really kind of jumped out at me. You're more than a horse sanctuary. First of all, you work closely with other animal welfare organizations to respond to horse cruelty complaints. And that partnership piece, as is the case with so many agencies we have on the show, it's just so important. You work with other organizations, with local governments, as you've mentioned before, law enforcement agencies as needed. Several years ago, we did a show with an operation called Safe Haven out of the Gilmer area, and you work closely with them too. It's just really important to collaborate, isn't it, with other organizations doing similar things, but maybe in a slightly different geographic location.
It is. And, you know, this whole thing started because the Humane Society of East Texas that does dogs and cats needed help with horses, and that's how they contacted me. And since forming the Pegasus Project, I've worked really closely with other horse rescues, including Safe Haven, local horse rescues, and other horse rescues in other states, and international organizations. I've done lots of seizure work with the Humane Society of the United States, the ASPCA, the American Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. These large organizations tend to support smaller groups like mine. We can apply for grants with them. And so the collaboration between horse rescues is very important, and for horse rescues to collaborate and help other rescues that tend to do dogs and cats, because believe me, people that have horses also have dogs. So it's a common thing for me to come across horses that need rescuing that might have 10 dogs on the property that need rescuing. And the same thing happens when the SPCA may go out and see dogs, they'll see neglected horses. So we work together to try to help the welfare of all animals, not just horses. They help us with horses. We help them with dogs. We go back and forth, and it really serves the community well.
Mm-hmm. And the dogs and the cats are the ones that we hear the most about. When somebody like Gail Helms with Pets for People or Deborah Dobbs with the SPCA, who actually helped kickstart your organization in her own way, when they come on the show, they talk mostly about dogs and cats, and that's so important. But a lot of people don't realize how big a problem horse neglect is in East Texas. If you watch or listen to the news or read the newspaper, from time to time you will hear a horrible story about exactly what we're talking about today, neglected horses. In some cases, they're already dead. In other cases, they suffer from malnutrition, just all different kinds of ailments and problems. Just how big, you say it's a huge problem. How huge is horse neglect in East Texas?
It's very common, and it's common among all the counties. We have picked up horses and worked with law enforcement in every county within 100 miles of here. It is kind of a hidden problem because oftentimes it's on county roads where people don't drive much. They mm-hmm. may drive down a road and see a skinny horse and not give it a lot of thought. But you can't drive between the Pegasus Ranch and Tyler without seeing a skinny horse. It just depends on what road you're on. It happens. And I think the main reason that we end up having as much horse neglect as we have, people start off with really good intentions. You know, they love animals, and they want to get a horse for their kid, but they don't understand the financial burden that a horse can be or how difficult it is to sometimes maintain a horse in a healthy manner. And if they don't have the financial wherewithal to provide the proper nutrition the horse needs, the horse can suffer. And so, you know, we'll get calls, and you'll see the condition of the horse, and your first thought is, oh, my God, what a terrible person. And what you end up finding is it's not a terrible person. It's a person that doesn't have enough knowledge, that doesn't have enough resources, and then they don't know what to do. They don't even know who to ask or what to say, or maybe even realize that their horse is not in good condition. So what I encourage people to do is just be aware. You know, if you have a relative or a friend or a neighbor, or you're driving down the road and you see a horse that clearly is not being properly cared for, you need to be that horse's voice. You can call your local sheriff's department, or if you live in the city limits, the police department, or a local horse rescue like the Pegasus Project, so that we can help investigate that and offer those people help, or offer to take their horse if they can't take care of it. In cases where people refuse help and the horse is suffering, then law enforcement will do their best to take the horse away and provide it a proper home.
Mm-hmm. And again, donkeys and mules, too.
Donkeys, mules, ponies, minis. Everything. Anything okay. of the equine variety we help with. Okay. And we've sort of developed a reputation for being a place for mules. I have a mule myself that I rescued as an orphan 4-month-old. Mm-hmm. And we have trained and adopted out several mules. And mules are different. They're trickier than horses. They're super smart. And you have to really know what you're doing to properly train a mule. So the Pegasus Project is known for its mule training.
And the Pegasus Project is our topic today on In Focus. I'm John Sims, president of the Pegasus Project, based in Ben Wheeler. Allison Perkins DeCanio is our guest this morning. Contact info 903-469-3578, or you can go to the website, www.pegasusrescue.org. Is there a preferred email address that you encourage people to use if they want to contact you by email?
Yes, my email address is the primary one, and it's Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, at mypegasusproject.org.
Very good. Let's talk about something called the Safety Net Program. That's an important piece of what you do, very much connected to the things we've talked about on the show so far, but kind of stands out a little bit from the other work that you do.
Right. Our Safety Net Program is something we consider to be preventative. We find that so oftentimes people that are responsible people that do right by their animals may fall on hard times. Maybe somebody lost their job or someone in their family died, or they move. Things happen that cause them to have financial crisis. And horses are expensive. We tell people you better count on about $300 per month average to properly care for a horse. And if nothing goes wrong. So we commonly see people that deserve to keep their animals, that want to keep their animals, that are responsible people in general, but may have a rough patch. Mm-hmm. And we help them. We'll help provide hay, feed, farrier, which is the people that trim the horse's feet, a dentist if the horse needs it, a veterinarian if they need it. Sometimes they'll have a horse and it needs castrating. They need to turn their stallion into a gelding. We will pay for that for you. We'll do whatever it takes, as long as we know that you're the kind of person that is going to continue to take care of your horse in the future. We will help you so that you can keep that horse. We've had people that they've had horses their whole lives, and the horse gets old or has to be put down, and they can't afford the euthanasia and the burial. We pay for that. We do things to try to help horse lovers keep their horses, because if you can keep your horse, it's one less horse that goes to an auction, that ends up in the system, as I call it, that ends up needing rescuing down the road. I'd rather help you keep your horse than have to rescue your horse later after something bad has happened to it.
This sounds like the kind of a conversation we have when somebody comes on talking about child neglect. Your horses, and I don't, if I may be so bold, it sounds like you really consider the horses your children in a very serious way. And if you think about some of the problems that kids face going through the system, as you put it, think about horses in that light, and I think maybe it'll open a lot of people's eyes.
It does, because horses are, they're dependent. If you have a horse and you have it in a fence and you're not feeding it, it can't fend for itself, just like a child can't. So they need protection. We have to be the voice of the voiceless. And children, elderly, dogs, cats, horses, they need people to stand up for them and to provide care for them if their owners are not doing that.
Mm-hmm. Allison Perkins DeCanio with the Pegasus Project, a horse rescue, rehab, and placement agency in Ben Wheeler, is our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims, and we're moving into the volunteer and donation piece of the show. What can people do if they want to be volunteers with the Pegasus Project?
They can contact me through the website or through the email address I provided earlier. They can call. And we do have volunteers that come out. The way that we tend to work that is the volunteers help our ranch hands. The Pegasus Project has two full-time ranch hands and a ranch manager, and we have a trainer on staff. But if we can have volunteers that can come and help and assist, then it lightens their duties. That's labor that we don't have to pay for. The problem when you have we average 48 horses on the ranch at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
And so those horses need to be fed and tended every day, rain, shine, cold, frozen, it doesn't matter. They have to be fed and cared for every day. So that if we have volunteers that will come assist our ranch hands, then we put them on a schedule and they'll come out in the morning and they help feed and do the hay and scoop the poop and groom the horses and take them back and forth to the trainers and groom them and bathe them. And it's a lot of fun. We do it for all ages. We have some people that start there when they're teenagers, and we have some people that are retired that do it for us. And they're supervised. They always have someone with them to help them and make sure that they're safe and that they're comfortable with the animals. And you don't have to have horse experience. We can put you in tasks that you can be around horses and get to know horses without coming there with initial experience of your own.
Okay, giving. Easy to give. You can donate online. You can drop a check in the mail to P.O. Box 26, Ben Wheeler, Texas, 75754 to the Pegasus Project. And donating online is easy. If you go to that website, pegasusrescue.org, it'll be easy to navigate there. But something real special we want to talk about, and it's coming up September the 20th, North Texas Giving Day. You're really pushing that hard and pushing it as a way to bring in a lot of money to help you keep your operation going.
Yes, one thing that people don't understand is that as a nonprofit, we are 100% donation driven. We do not get government grants. We don't get funding from anyone other than people like you that care about horses and want to help support our efforts. And on North Texas Giving Day, we have a group of core supporters that have put up their own money to match your donations dollar for dollar. So let's say on North Texas Giving Day, which is September 20th, you can go on, if you go to our website, you'll see the link, and you click on the link for North Texas Giving Day, and whatever you give is doubled by our core donors. So a $100 donation turns into $200. And that's people like that. They like to think that their money went even further because we have other donors that are doubling it for you. So on North Texas Giving Day, you can go to the Pegasus website, click the North Texas Giving Day link, and it takes you through the process of making your donation, and then your donation will be doubled.
All right, North Texas Giving Day, September 20th. Mark your calendar, and we're talking about raising money for the Pegasus Project based in Ben Wheeler. Allison Perkins DeCanio, president of the Pegasus Project, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims, and it is, of course, a nonprofit dedicated to the rescue, rehab, and placement of neglected, abandoned, or abused horses in East Texas, of which we're sad to say there are so many, but at least Allison and her crew are doing something about it. And one of the other things you're doing is welcoming a very well-known person in the horsemanship community. Ben Wheeler is where you are. Bruce Logan is the person who's coming. He comes, what, four times a year, and his next visit is coming up real soon, September 13th through the 16th. Tell us about Bruce and what he brings to the table.
Okay, Bruce Logan is a horseman that is from Loving, Texas. He is a world champion cutting horse trainer. But he has been a friend of the Pegasus Project and of my husband and I personally for many years, and he serves as an advisor to the Pegasus Board. Bruce is probably the best colt starter I've ever met in my life. He has a way with horses that completely fits what we want to see with our horses. We do not believe in training a horse through force or fear or intimidation. We train all of our horses through communication and trying to see things from the horse's perspective. And so Bruce has trained many of the horses for the Pegasus Project. And currently, his most important role for us is that he trains our trainers. He serves as a mentor and guide to the Pegasus staff. He helps our trainer, our ranch manager, and the entire staff learn how to be better with horses. And so four times a year, he comes and does a four-day clinic where he works with our trainers. He works with outside riders. So anyone that's already a horseman that has a horse of their own that likes to get better with their horse is welcome to contact us and come ride with Bruce. You can also come as an observer and just watch as Bruce works with the Pegasus horses and the Pegasus trainers. And you can get a really good understanding of how it is that we do train our horses and how we get them to the point where they can be adopted by the average rider.
Okay, that's September 13th through the 16th, the next Bruce Logan Clinic, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Pegasus Ranch in Ben Wheeler. There is a cost involved, and a lot of details that we encourage you to go to the website to learn about and find out exactly what the logistics are of being involved with this Bruce Logan Clinic coming up a little bit later in the month. Once again, that's 903-469-3578. www.pegasusrescue.org is the website. And you can email Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, at mypegasusproject.org for more information about that or anything else we're talking about on the show today. Mailing address, by the way, in case you need to know, is P.O. Box 26, Ben Wheeler, Texas, 75754. If you go to that website, you will see a list of upcoming events. And the Bruce Logan Clinic is right up there, I believe, at the top. But there are some others coming up, and one of the ones that I think is going to be a lot of fun, and I think you do this several times a year as well, this will be October 14th. You have an open house and a hayride. That sounds like a great opportunity to have some fun and just learn more about what happens at the Pegasus Project.
That's right. It's always on a Sunday. It's after church. It's usually 1 to 4 o'clock. Everyone can come out. The gates are open. It's a free admission. We have refreshments. We have all of our Pegasus logo attire that we sell that day. And you get to meet the entire staff and a bunch of our horses. We do a hayride around the ranch. We stop at every pasture and talk about the different horses so that people that are interested in learning more about the Pegasus horses and the horses we have for adoption can actually meet those horses on those days that we have the open house. We try to plan it when it has the most pleasant weather. October is one of our greater times. We'll have another one in December. We always keep our fingers crossed that it doesn't, you know, ice or snow or get too cold. But we tend to do them in the nicer months of the year. But the October when we're looking forward to that. And the hayride is fun. And like I said, it's a great thing. Bring out the kids. Kids love the hayride and the opportunity to meet, pet, and get to know all the horses.
All righty. We are coming down close to the end of the show. Probably have about 3 minutes left. And there is something on the website that I want to bring to everyone's attention. We probably won't have enough time to go into it in great detail, but if you will go to that website, pegasusrescue.org, and find the Phoenix Herd section. This is, as I was reading over it, as I was getting ready to do this show, this just kind of really brings to light some of the serious problems that you have to deal with. This was in, just tell us a little bit about the Phoenix Herd, maybe in, if you can, a minute or so capsule form, because I think people need to know about that.
Okay, in Wood County, Texas, there was a group of horses that the owners moved away and just left them behind. Fortunately, it was a grassy pasture and there was a pond, so they didn't die of thirst. But they were breeding. There were stallions left out there with mares and a jack donkey left with jennies, and they were breeding, and there was dead horses and injured horses. And our attention got brought to it because the sheriff saw a horse with a terrible injury and asked us to help. Long story short, we go out there, we find out that there are 17 abandoned animals. And it went to court, and the judge asked us, would we take the entire herd? Because they don't have a holding facility in Wood County. They didn't know what to do with the horses. And so we took on the entire herd of 17. It was about half donkeys, half horses, and a mule. And they were feral. No one had ever handled them or managed them, and it was quite a challenge. But see, that's where the Pegasus Project can step in. When law enforcement lacks the resources, the only other option for those horses would have been to go to an auction. And with them being unhandled, that all ended up on a slaughter truck to Mexico. So we stepped in and we took all those horses, and we've adopted some of them out. We adopted out all the donkeys, and the remainder of the Phoenix Herd is still in training with us, and they're all doing great.
That's good to hear. And read more for yourself on the website, pegasusrescue.org, about the Phoenix Herd. Goes back to April 2016. Terminology-wise, for a donkey, a jack is a male and a jenny is a female.
That's right.
Okay, I figured it out. Just wanted to make sure that we were clear on that. A lot of new terminology I'm learning on this show, and I'm certainly enjoying it. We're coming down close to the end now, but we want to let you know again, we are talking to Allison Perkins DeCanio, president of the Pegasus Project, this morning on In Focus, located in Ben Wheeler. The website is www.pegasusrescue.org, 903-469-3578, or you can email Allison with a Y, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, at mypegasusproject.org. About a minute left in the show, and I think maybe if we use a good portion of that minute to put in one more plug for North Texas Giving Day, that's what, September the 20th, powered by Communities Foundation of Texas?
Yes, and I do want to, talking about donation, the reason we were able to do the Phoenix Herd was because people donated. Mm-hmm. We had people step up and give money, and some people became monthly donors so that they continue to give today, because we still have some of those Phoenix Herd horses, and we're going to continue to have them until they're trained. So Your money, that's what it goes to. It saves horses like the Phoenix Herd.
Okay. And that's about all the time we have for today. Wish we had more, but then again, I practically always do. Allison Perkins DeCanio with the Pegasus Project. Ben Wheeler, Texas, has been our guest this morning on In Focus. Give him a call at 903-469-3578 or go to the website pegasusrescue.org. Thanks so much for joining us today, Allison.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. And thank you, our audience, for joining us. I'm John Sims, and we'll see you again next week on In Focus.